Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. It's lesson 15 and we're in the cafe. Now, you've probably guessed that already. But today we're going to be learning how to say a coffee, a tea, basically order drinks in a cafe or a bar. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to have to learn when we are going to a cafe and ordering drinks and so on is how to attract the waiter or waitress's attention. And in fact, there's nothing really to learn because it's something that we've covered before. When we were stopping people in the street asking for directions, we used a phrase that's very common in Spanish to get their attention. Can you remember what that phrase was? Cara, can you remember?
Por favor.
Por favor, of course. It was the word for please. Por favor.
Por favor.
Por favor.
Por favor.
Okay, now, you may have heard another word being used, or indeed have read this other word in some guidebooks or some phrasebooks, and that word would be oiga. Oiga. I would strongly suggest that you don't use this word, because in most places, certainly in Spain, it's not really very polite to shout at a waiter or a waitress, oiga. Better to say, por favor.
Por favor.
Muy bien. Okay, so let's learn some of the words for talking about things in a cafe. We'll start with something very straightforward. Un café.
Un café.
Un café.
Un café.
Muy bien. Un café is a coffee. Un café.
Un café.
Now, you may want to be a little more specific about what type of coffee you would like. Therefore, you might want to ask for un café con leche.
Un café con leche.
Now, make sure you're trying to get as Spanish a sound as possible. Un café con leche.
Un café con leche.
Uh-huh. Now remember, with your CHs in Spanish, you need to smile at the same time. Leche.
Leche.
Muy bien. Un café con leche.
Un café con leche.
Muy bien. Okay, so that's un café con leche is literally a coffee with milk. It's a white coffee. If you want a black coffee, you ask for un café solo.
Un café solo.
Un café solo.
Un café solo.
Now, in some Latin American countries, you would probably ask for un café negro.
Un café negro.
Un café negro.
Un café negro.
Negro means literally black, and solo means literally the coffee on its own, as opposed to with milk or anything else. Un café solo.
Un café solo.
Un café negro.
Un café negro.
Muy bien. Another type of coffee that some people might like is un cortado.
Un cortado.
Un cortado.
Un cortado.
Un cortado is a coffee with just a little splash of milk in it. And it's very popular in Spain and indeed in many Latin American countries. Un cortado.
Un cortado.
So, as far as coffee is concerned, this is Coffee Break Spanish, so we may as well start with coffee. We have un café.
Un café.
Un café con leche.
Un café con leche.
Un café solo.
Un café solo.
Or un café negro.
Un café negro.
Un cortado.
Un cortado.
And let's move on to tea. Un té con leche.
Un té con leche.
Un té con leche is a tea with milk, a white tea.
Un té con leche.
Or you could have un té con limón.
Un té con limón.
Un té con limón.
Un té con limón.
A tea with lemon. So much for hot drinks. Let's go on and talk about some cold drinks. You might want un zumo.
Un zumo.
Now, un zumo is the Spanish word for a juice. Un zumo, for example, de naranja.
De naranja.
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 Un zumo de naranja.
Un zumo de naranja.
Now, I would normally say that in Latin America you would say un zumo. However, Latin American Spanish has a different word for a juice, and that is un jugo.
Un jugo.
Try that. Un jugo.
Un jugo.
And it's that difficult J sound to produce. So, un jugo.
Un jugo.
Un jugo.
Un jugo.
So you could say un jugo de naranja.
Un jugo de naranja.
Muy bien. Now, un zumo de naranja or un jugo de naranja is orange juice. Naranja being the word for orange. You might also want un zumo de manzana.
Un zumo de manzana.
Un zumo de manzana.
Un zumo de manzana.
And in Latin America, un jugo de manzana.
Un jugo de manzana.
An apple juice. Or un zumo de piña.
Un zumo de piña.
Un zumo de piña.
Un zumo de piña.
Or un jugo de piña.
Un jugo de piña.
A pineapple juice. You could also ask for una limonada.
Una limonada.
Una limonada.
Una limonada.
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 Now notice that that word is a feminine word. Una limonada. As opposed to un café, un té, un zumo, un jugo, and so on. Una limonada.
Una limonada.
Muy bien. Now, obviously, there are other things that you can ask for, which are brand names, like una Coca-Cola or una Fanta and so on. But we're not really supposed to talk about these here in Coffee Break Spanish, so we'll not say any more about that. Most of these tend to take the same name as the brand itself. You might want to talk about water. Un agua mineral.
Un agua mineral.
Un agua mineral.
Un agua mineral.
Now, un agua mineral. Listen to the way I say agua. Agua.
Agua.
Agua.
Agua.
Okay, it's a very, very soft G. Agua.
Agua.
Now, notice the difference between agua and agua. 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 Certainly in Spain, you would definitely say something more like agua. Agua.
Agua.
As opposed to a very hard agua. So, un agua mineral.
Un agua mineral.
And you might want to specify sin gas.
Sin gas.
Sin gas literally means without gas. So this is a still mineral water. If you want a sparkling mineral water, you would ask for un agua mineral con gas.
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 Muy bien. So, some soft drinks. Zumo de naranja, manzana, piña. Or jugo de naranja, manzana, piña. Limonada. Or un agua mineral sin gas. Un agua mineral con gas. Let's talk about some alcoholic drinks now. You might ask for una cerveza.
Una cerveza.
Una cerveza.
Una cerveza.
Now, this is a word that is definitely pronounced differently in different countries. You might hear una cerveza.
Una cerveza.
And that would be a Latin American pronunciation in certain countries. Cerveza.
Cerveza.
In Spain, cerveza.
Cerveza.
It's a beer. There is a word, another word for beer, which in fact gets away from any of the problems with pronunciation. And it's a very, very common word. Una caña.
Una caña.
Una caña.
Una caña.
This would be a small glass of beer, a half-pint glass of beer, and it's what you tend to order in a Spanish bar rather than una cerveza. Una caña.
Una caña.
Una caña is more Spanish than Latin American. Una caña.
Una caña.
So if you're in Latin America, stick to cerveza.
Cerveza.
In Spain, una cerveza will still get you a beer, but try to ask for una caña.
Una caña.
This is all getting quite complicated, sorry about this. So perhaps it's time to move on from beer onto wine. Wine in Spanish is vino.
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 And if you're talking about red wine, you say vino tinto.
Vino tinto.
Literally, tinted wine. Un vino tinto.
Un vino tinto.
And try to make sure that the T sound is one of those soft T's. Tinto.
Tinto.
We're going to talk for a little about the T sound at the moment. It's something we've mentioned before, but I just want to remind everybody that T's in Spanish are slightly different from T's in English. In Spanish, you take your tongue and put it in between your teeth, rather than up on the hard part of your mouth, up above your teeth. So, in Spanish you say tinto, as opposed to tinto, which would be an English equivalent. So try that. Tinto.
Tinto.
Muy bien. Tinto.
Tinto.
As opposed to tinto, which would be a more English version. So, un vino tinto.
Un vino tinto.
And that's a red wine. Note it's not un vino rojo. Rojo is the word for red, you may know that already, but you don't talk about vino rojo, because in Spanish, vino is tinto, not rojo. Un vino tinto.
Un vino tinto.
If you're looking for white wine, then it's un vino blanco.
Un vino blanco.
Un vino blanco.
Un vino blanco.
Muy bien. Now, next week we'll cover things like glasses of and cups of and bottles of, but we'll stick to the drinks themselves for the time being.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter, and you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
So, let's learn how to actually order these drinks. You could say, quiero.
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 Quiero literally means I want. Quiero.
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 So, if you say, I want a lemonade, you would say, quiero una limonada.
Quiero una limonada.
Quiero un café con leche.
Quiero un café con leche.
Muy bien. So that's I want. And it's a fairly straightforward way of specifying which drink you want. Equally, you could say, for me, a pineapple juice. Para mí, un zumo de piña. Or un jugo de piña.
Para mí, un zumo de piña.
Muy bien. Para mí, un zumo de piña.
Para mí, un zumo de piña.
Para mí, una caña.
Para mí, una caña.
Muy bien. Now, para mí means for me. You could equally say for my friend. Can you remember the word for friend? That's taking us back a few lessons now.
Amigo.
Amigo or amiga. So for my friend would be?
Para mi amiga.
Para mi amiga or para mi amigo.
Para mi amiga, para mi amigo.
Muy bien. For my wife?
Para mi mujer.
Muy bien. Or para mi esposa, as well as we've learned. Para mi esposa, para mi mujer.
Para mi esposa, para mi mujer.
So, you could say something like, para mí, una caña, y para mi amigo, una limonada.
Para mí, una caña, y para mi amiga, una limonada.
Una limonada, yeah. Okay, it's fairly straightforward. And these are the kind of things that you're going to have to say to the waiter or the waitress. But what we've not covered yet is what the waitress or the waiter will say to you. Once you've called them over, they'll arrive at your table, and the most likely question that they will ask you is, ¿Qué van a tomar?
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 So, literally, what are you going to have? ¿Qué van a tomar?
¿Qué van a tomar?
So, let's imagine the situation. I'm the waiter. Cara, can you call me over?
Por favor.
Sí, buenas tardes. ¿Qué van a tomar?
Para mí, un café con leche. Y para mi amigo, una limonada.
Muy bien. Para usted, un café con leche. Y para su amigo, una limonada.
Sí.
Muy bien. Enseguida. Now, that was a conversation that sort of wasn't really prepared in any way. But hopefully you got the idea that Cara asked for two things. One for her. What did you ask for?
Un café con leche.
Un café con leche. So what was that, listeners? What was it, Cara?
White coffee.
A white coffee. And you also asked for something for your friend, para mi amigo.
Una limonada.
Una limonada. A lemonade. So the waiter then said, para usted, for you, un café con leche. Y para su amigo, for your friend. And su, because the waiter is trying to be polite, he's saying su amigo and not tu amigo, which is the other way of saying your friend. Para su amigo, una limonada. Listen to that whole conversation again. We'll try to remember all the parts of it. So start off by asking for the waiter.
Por favor.
Sí, ¿qué van a tomar?
Para mí, un café con leche y para mi amigo, una limonada.
Muy bien. Pues un café con leche para usted y para su amigo, una limonada.
Sí.
Muy bien. Enseguida.
Gracias.
Okay, so the waiter finished by saying enseguida. Enseguida is something very common in cafes. It basically means straight away. Enseguida.
Enseguida.
It's something that you're more likely to hear than say. Enseguida.
Enseguida.
Muy bien. So the waiter will head off, get the drinks and come back. And he'll start by saying, el café con leche. And Cara, what would you say in that situation?
Para mí.
Uh-huh. Para mí or es para mí. It's for me.
Es para mí.
So, el café con leche.
Es para mí.
So, it's un café con leche, a white coffee. And then when the waiter comes back, he's saying, the white coffee, who's it for? El café con leche?
Es para mí.
Es para mí. So it's for me. He would say, el café con leche, el cortado, el té. But Cara's friend asks for una limonada. So he wouldn't say el limonada. What would he say?
La limonada.
La limonada. Muy bien. La is the feminine form. La limonada. La limonada
Es para mi amigo.
Es para mi amigo. It's for my friend. Es para mi amigo. You've got your drinks. There's one more word that you need to learn, and that is the word, of course, for cheers. In Spanish, you would say salud.
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 Now, it's time to put all this together in a conversation to practice all the language that you've been learning in today's show. And it's a bit boring if it's just me and Cara pretending to be a customer and a waitress or a waiter. So we're going to invite someone else back into the studio. And that someone is mi hijo, Matthew. Hola, Matthew. ¿Qué tal estás?
Muy bien. Gracias, papá.
So the situation is, I am going to be in the cafe with Matthew and we're going to be ordering some drinks. And Cara this time is the waitress. So let's go. Por favor.
Buenas tardes. ¿Qué van a tomar?
Bueno, para mí, un café con leche.
Y para mí, un zumo de piña.
Muy bien, pues para usted, un café con leche y para ti, un zumo de piña.
Es así, muchas gracias.
Enseguida. ¿El zumo de piña?
Sí, para mí, gracias.
¿Y el café con leche es para usted, señor?
Sí, muchas gracias.
De nada.
And there you have it, a conversation that hopefully you understand everything of. One thing that I'd like to mention is the fact that Cara, when she was addressing Matthew, didn't say para usted, she said para ti. Para ti.
Para ti.
Because, of course, Matthew's younger and she's using the informal version with him. Para ti.
Para ti.
So just to revise that, para mí.
Para mí.
For me. Para ti.
Para ti.
For you, the informal version. And para usted.
Para usted.
For you, the formal version.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code coffeebreak at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.